Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. A coup or not a coup? This is the question that many are asking about, is what exactly has taken place in Egypt as the democratically elected government of President Mohamed Morsi has been overturned by the military and replaced by an interim president. It looks, smells, and appears to have been a coup d'etat. What is next now in Egypt as protests continue to take place throughout the country, both pro and anti? Stay with us, please.
Egypt on the edge. The country is deeply divided on who must head the state 2 years after a popular uprising toppled former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Egypt saw its first free election last year, with Mohamed Morsi becoming the country's first democratically elected president. Morsi took office in late June 2012. But 1 year on, having faced growing calls to step down, Morsi was toppled in a military coup. He is now in detention along with a number of his Muslim Brotherhood party members. Morsi's opponents accuse him of failing to make changes demanded during the 2011 revolution. They also accuse him of manipulating power and not doing enough to boost the economy.
I think if President Morsi felt that he had a chance to continue in power, he would have been putting himself into public referendum. But I think knowing that he had lost all popularity, he decided to continue in power, and more importantly, he decided to use a tone of violence and a tone of inciting people to protect legitimacy by their own hands.
Morsi's opponents have hailed his ouster as a move towards democracy, vowing to continue demonstrations to protect the achievement. Supporters think otherwise.
I don't think it's a democracy. It's a military coup par excellence. You cannot say this is a popular revolution against the president, but this is a military coup by the army.
Counter rallies are held by Morsi's supporters. They're furious at the army's move and have promised to keep up their rallies until the ousted president is reinstated. Muslim Brotherhood's top leader, Mohamed Badi, addressed large crowds of supporters on Friday when he called the coup invalid.
We will remain at squares in millions until we carry elected President Mohamed Morsi on our shoulders.
The latest wave of rival rallies began over a week ago. Protests have turned violent on some occasions, with clashes between supporters and opponents of Morsi. Death and injuries have been caused. Observers expect more violence, as rival groups are holding their ground until they achieve what they want. Uncertainty grows on the future of Egypt, as it's unclear when the current situation comes to an end. The country is now headed by interim president Adli Mansour. He took oath on Thursday and will take on presidential duties until fresh elections are held. Still, no date has been set for the election.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program from Cairo, Mr. Mustafa Abbas, editor of Al Quds Al Arabi, and from London, Mr. Khaled Al Shami, and an analyst. Thank you so much for being with us, both of you. Well, let me start this off in Cairo with Mr. Abbas. From a demonstration organized to protests against the one-year anniversary of Morsi, it turned into what many call a coup. And then 3 days later, we saw a new government in Egypt. Are you surprised at how swiftly this was carried out?
No, I am not. But let me make a correction. I'm not the editor of Al Quds newspaper. It's the other side. I think my interlocutor in London is the editor. I am the political commentator here in Cairo.
Okay, sorry about that.
So this is just a correction. This call was actually... No, it's all right. No problem. Just to correct the situation so that the viewers know exactly who's saying what. The situation here, the military coup was very well prepared for. The road to the coup was paved with demonstrations, mobilization of people on the street, and of course, there is a high level of dissatisfaction with the performance of the president. There is no doubt about it. And this can be testified by the huge number of people that took to the streets in the last week or so protesting against Mohamed Morsi. So I would say here that the military coup here is taking a new definition. It is not a classical military coup that, as we have seen in African and some Asian and some Latin American states, it's a military, it's a populist, let me put it this way, it's a populist military coup. But with the lapse of time, people have come to realize that it is a 100% military coup, and it can meet all the contours and all the parameters of a military coup. So I would say this is a military coup par excellence, and I don't think it would just go smoothly as the military council thought. There will be many problems in the coming days, unfortunately. I don't hope for that. But reading the situation on the street, I think that we are in for some acts of violence for probably months to come, not for days and weeks.
Okay, well, let me switch over to London with Mr. Al-Shami.
Hello.
Your take, sir, on what has taken place. Has it been a military coup? And if so, is there a justification for carrying out a military coup when it has been, when it's against a government that has been democratically elected?
Let me tell you, I just came back from Egypt hours ago. I'm really proud that I have been a witness to what happened in Egypt last week, which will go down in history as one of the greatest revolutions in human history. I think anyone can go to the YouTube and watch the videos on what happened on the 30th of June and on the 3rd of July, when the communique was issued and Morsi was ousted. I think with respect to everybody, but one has to be either blind or on the payroll of the Brotherhood to deny that what happened was a revolution. We're talking about estimates from 17 to 33 million people on the streets of Egypt. Every little village, every little town, every street in Egypt was revoluting against the regime of the Brotherhood. It is not a coup, because what happened is that the Egyptian military, which is hugely and widely respected in Egypt, has interfered to protect the will of the Egyptian people. And let me tell you something, they had no other option. They had no other option but to interfere on the side of the people. This is what they have always done, and that's why they are so much respected by their people. If it is a military coup, the general Sisi, Fatah al-Sisi, would have been in power now. This is why military coup happens, because the military want to take power. He is not in power. There is a civilian president, namely Adli Mansour, and there is a civilian prime minister just been appointed minutes ago, Dr. Mohammed al-Baradei. The government and the president have full power. The military are, I just came back from Egypt. I mean, there have been some military presence on Wednesday, but in the last 2 days, I saw Cairo as it has always been, except, okay, of course, where the clashes have been happening, when the Brotherhood have shown their real ugly face yesterday, when they started to attack the peaceful demonstrator, the military in the street.
All right, let me switch back over to Cairo and get Mr. Abbas.
Which is they're going to fail.
Let me get Mr. Abbas back in on this conversation. What about that, Mr. Abbas? Our guest in London says this is not a military coup because... actually, now the military has handed over.
Before you ask your question, could I just say something, please?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, before you ask your question, I would appeal to my interlocutor, Mr. Al-Shami in London, to keep the level of the conversation here at a high, at a certain height, at a certain standard, to suggest that someone is on the payroll of the Muslim Brothers, or to suggest that someone is being paid or anything of the sort, this is not right. This is below the standard. I think that we are on an interview. We're trying to make the situation clear. Maybe he has a different point of view. Maybe I have a different point of view. He has to concentrate on the arguments instead of just saying things against his interlocutor. I really deplore what he said, and I do not accept it.
All right, well, Mr. Abbas, let's
Please
look at the question at hand now. As our guest has said in London, he says this is not a military coup because basically the military now has handed it over to the civilians, both the interim president and now prime minister, interim prime minister, Mr. Baradei, who's just been appointed. Your take on that statement, sir?
Well, the statement is refuted by the fact that the African Union has suspended Egypt from the African Union. Its membership, that's Egypt's membership, unfortunately, is suspended in the African Union. The United States, as well as the Europeans, have clearly and unequivocally said this is a military coup. Well, let us just, for the sake of argument, the army is a respected institution in Egypt. This is the army of Egypt. It has always had a good record in the history of Egypt, at least in the last 100 years or so. But the army is only an authority of the state. For the army to come out and dictate to the other authorities of the state and to annul all the other institutions, and to throw away the constitution, and to oust the president, and to appoint a new interim president, and even to appoint or suggest the appointment of other senior officials. What else do you need to define a military coup? There is nothing wrong with a military coup. I call that a populist military coup. It's a new definition of a military coup. There is nothing wrong with that. Unfortunately, we are a developing country. We do not know exactly what stable democratic institutions are and how valuable they are. Even if they commit mistakes, we are taking nascent steps towards democracy. The president should have been preserved in power, should have been forced, and I stress and underline forced, to call for an early election, and then we could call also for an election for the parliament. There have been many other ways to change the situation. And as I said before, the level of dissatisfaction with the performance of the president was very high, still very high. I am not on the side, on this side or on the other side. I'm trying to read the situation for what it is. Maybe I am right. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right. Well, let me get Mr. Elshami back in on that. What about what Mr. Abbas has just said? What would have been the problem in forcing President Morsi's hand and making him actually call for early elections? We see countries throughout the world where the president has been elected and perhaps the electorate is not satisfied with the presidency, but we don't see coups taking place. We see them waiting until either early elections are called or until their term finishes. What would be the problem if Egypt had followed that same route?
Let me say first, I never said Mr. Abbas was in the payroll of the Brotherhood. I didn't say that. I was politically criticizing the argument that what happened is a military coup, because I believe this argument is actually an insult to the Egyptian people. Because, as someone come from Egypt, I lived many years of my life in Egypt, and I never seen what happened in Egypt before. I think when people reducing all this to a military coup, I think this is really insult to them. Let me say also that the Egyptian people are not, and this is what I want to criticize the argument again. It's not as Mr. Abbas said, we are not really familiar with democracy. This is not really true. Egypt has a flourishing democracy in the first half of the 20th century. We had free elections, we had parties, we had a rich political life. So the Egyptian people are not really new to democracy. What we had is a fascist party that happened to come to power, and he wanted to use democracy to kill democracy. I live in London now. You know, and everybody know that early election is just a routine part of any democratic life. Under pressure, either from political parties or from public opinion, the government has many times agreed to do early elections. Morsi refused that because he knew that he would lose it. And now, what's happening in Egypt? They are killing people to for power. This is the people who came to power under the name of Islam. Now they are killing people to keep power. So it's really a shame, a disgrace, a huge disgrace that these people have been talking about Islam. From the streets of Cairo, let me tell you this. I was in Tahrir Square on Saturday night. This is on the 29th of June, before the huge revolution on the 30th. And I was there like about midnight, and people were confident that the Morsi was going to be toppled. They had no doubt whatsoever about this. But this is not the important thing, what happened in Egypt. The really key point, two key points happened in Egypt. One, that people decided not to believe those who are trading under the name of Islam to gain power and then never give it up under, according to democratic rules. This is the end of misusing political Islam in Egypt. Okay. Now the people realize that Brotherhood are liars and they will never believe them again. And this will raise question regarding political future of political Islam. Second point quickly. The people of Egypt now are against the United States as they have never been before. If you go to Tahrir Square now, you will see huge number of slogans against Barack Obama and the American demonstration. They believe that the Brotherhood have been an agent for the Americans and the Israelis. And this is part of the reason why the Egyptian people are so angry against the Brotherhood.
Okay. Well, let's switch over to some Facebook comments. We have gotten a lot of comments, so we're going to switch over. Let's listen to one of them.
It was an orchestrated coup, and it is clear that the West was behind it by legitimizing a coup. And Egypt is heading to Algeria post-1992, which will be devastating for Egyptians, and they will pay the price for it. That many people in the street to overthrow him was a revolution, not a coup. The media is downplaying it as a coup.
All right, I'd like to get your take on the comments. Let me turn back to Mr. Abbas in Cairo. So one of the comments basically says it has been an orchestrated coup and now Egypt is going to pay a heavy price. And the other viewer actually says that it has been a revolution. Your take, sir?
I think there is no doubt. It's at the outside world, and people with a certain amount of integrity would say this is a military coup, a populist. This is my coinage anyway, a populist military coup. This is not the problem. The problem is in the exclusionist attitude of some people. If we exclude the Muslim Brothers and the Islamic currents, as they call them, if we exclude them altogether, we will drive them to work underground. And we will be witnessing similar events to those that took place in Iraq and Algeria. We should learn from history, especially history of the region around us. Egypt is different from Iraq. Egypt is different from Algeria. The Egyptian people are different. And I said that once before, the Egyptian people are as peaceful as the River Nile. We should not allow this to happen. No one should be excluded. The president is ousted. It's a military coup. Let's start from here. Let us have a political process that will involve everyone. Elections are going to be held, maybe in, remember, we don't have any time frames, because had that been a roadmap as it was claimed, or as it was said, then there would, should have been time frames, in the sense that in 3 months' time, we're going to have parliamentary elections, or 6 months' time, we're going to have presidential elections, etc., etc., etc. What we have been witnessing so far are measures that arrest the leaders of the Muslim Brothers, raising the level of anger of the supporters, which is not good for Egypt once again. And remember, yesterday there was a shootout pretty close to the studio. Unfortunately, I was in the midst of that, and I've seen many of the supporters of Morsi wearing a T-shirt saying, I am ready for martyrdom. In Arabic, Mashru' Shaheed, which is the project of a martyr. This is very bad. This is very bad for the country. We are repeating the same mistakes that we committed in 1954.
Okay.
We are going to drive them to work underground. We are going to drive them to despair. And then probably we will witness some
all right, I'm just about out of time, but let me turn to London. Let me turn to London and get Mr. El-Shami back in on this discussion. What about that, Mr. El-Shami? There are some that would say the Egypt of even a week ago was a lot more stable than the Egypt of today, that we saw at least 35, 36 people killed yesterday, more than 1,000 injured, and things are extremely tense as we speak right now. Has this been good? Is this good for Egypt with this the current status quo?
Egypt has never been stable under the Brotherhood. Brotherhood had a sectarian regime that divided the Egyptian people, gave a political cover for killing Egyptian citizens just because they are Shia, as happened a couple of weeks ago, and decided to send terrorists to Syria to fight there. Egypt has never been stable in that year under the Brotherhood. Nobody would ever say that. Let me tell you that new president, Mr. Mansour, said in his speech that the Brotherhood are invited to take part in the political life, and they were invited to the actually meeting when the General Al-Sisi read his communique. So they could have taken part in the negotiations that actually resulted in the roadmap, the political roadmap that was exclusively designed by political parties. The military had no interference in this. But let me tell you something from the ground, from the real life in Egypt. I expect that they will be allowed to run into elections again, but they are finished. The Egyptian people have decided that they don't want any more brotherhood in Egypt. This was the slogans there. I was in Al-Muqattam, where is the headquarter of Brotherhood. They will not allow them even to come to this area. They lost the popular support that actually enabled them to survive in the last six decades. So now they are nothing more, in the view of most of Egyptians, Brotherhood is nothing more than a terrorist group, not a religious or a political group.
And on that note, I'd like to thank both of my guests out of Cairo, Mr. Mustafa Abbas, political commentator.
May I pose a question
I'm
myself?
I'm so sorry.
Here,
I'm
please.
Out of time. I would love to, but we're out of time. And from London, editor of Al-Quds Al-Arabi, Mr. Khaled Al-Shami. Hopefully another time we can have another discussion about Egypt. But that brings us to the end of this debate. I'm Marzieh Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us, and goodbye.